Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. Today is a very exciting day. Actually caught us by surprise, but this is the last Mishnah in the Masechta. And of course we have our exciting number breakdown, which brings us to a total of 17 and a half days it took us to complete Mishnayos Rosh Hashanah, whereby we began on August 2nd and are completing it today on August 23rd. Total of 4 Perakim and 35 Mishnayos. So do the math, 10 minutes a day times 35 Mishnayos divided by 2 Mishnas a day is just about 3 hours total. So by doing 10 minutes a day every day, we finish Rosh Hashanah in just about 3 hours, a little bit less. Unbelievable. And Sunday, God willing, we'll start Tainus. So we're actually getting close to finishing the first Seder of Shas Mishnayos, which is very exciting. So stay tuned. All right, without further ado, Mishnah Tes is pretty long, so we'll just do Mishnah Tes today, and then we'll call it a day and finish this Masechta. Mishnah Tes, Seder Tekiyos, the order of the Tekiyos of Rosh Hashanah. Now, there are many different opinions and machlokeses as how we build a shofar. In fact, if you go to the Sephardic shul and the Ashkenazic shul, there's so many different ways, even within the Sephardic and Ashkenazic shuls, of how they blow the shofar. All different customs. So we're not going to go into too much detail here. We'll just cover the basics. But it's important to keep in mind that, you know, deep within this Mishnah, there are even more and more opinions of how you would blow the shofar. All right. Seder Tekiyos, the order of blowing the Tekiyos of Rosh Hashanah, Shalosh Shel Shalosh Shalosh. They do 3 of 3 and 3, meaning they would blow 3 times, one time by the Malchios, when we inaugurate God as the king during that part of the davening, then Zichronos, the God remembering and have mercy on us, and then Shofros, representing the shofar, that part of davening. And each time when you blow 3 blowings, which is a tekia, right, a long blast, a trua, which is a bunch of short blasts, like tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu, like that, and then a tekiah, a long blast. And we'll see, we also do a shvarim nowadays, which is 3 short blasts. So, which is 2, 2, 2. We'll see momentarily. And the Gemara explains that we learn this all out of psukim. They bring in a whole drush over here. We'll just, you know, skip it. But we learn out of various psukim that by each part, malchios, zichronos, and shofros, we blow the shofar 3 times each time. Okay. Comes out that, you know, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, or even if it's Yom Kippur of a Yovel year, Yom Kippur that falls on the 50th year of the Yovel, the Jubilee year, you follow this pattern of even on Yom Kippur that you do blow the shofar 3 times by each Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, or Rosh Hashanah in general, and on the special Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. And every Teruah, okay, so we said Tekiyah is a long blow, right? A trua is a more of a short blow. We'll see in just a second. So the way it went was always a tekiah, a long blast, then the trua, and then the tekiah at the end. You start with tekiah and you end with tekiah. Also learned that in psukim. And this is what we learn in our Mishnah. Is that say the tekiyos shalosh shalosh shalosh. It's 3 of 3 and 3. Meaning on a Torah level, okay, you have to blow the shofar tekiah, tu, trua, tu, 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 and then tekiah, tu, 3 times, okay, by the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Total of 9 tekiyos, and he's done. He had to end, you know, davening early and go to the Kiddush. But why do we blow so many tekiyos? We blow a total of 100 tekiyos. On Torah level, all you need is 9. So the reason is as follows. The Gemara explains that there was a suffix, there was a doubt of what is a teruah. Is it like the anachah shel adam? Is it like when a man groans, when his heart is in worry? So it's like, you know, it's like they call it a shvarim. It's like, you know, groan, groan, groan. So shvarim is two, two, two. Or is it like kiyalala shel nashim, when a woman screams, right, which we call a trua? You know, they scream, ah, like that. So we go, tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu, right? And then the doubt was, or maybe it's both of them together. That we do a, you know, it's like a man groaning and a woman screaming at the same time, which is the shvarim and the trua together. So they had all these doubts of what is this trua. So therefore, it would be avohu, made a tekana, in Bekisri, in Kazaria, that you should blow like this. You do a tekia, then you do shvarim, trua, and then tekia, right? And you do that 3 times. And then you do tekia, shvarim, tekia 3 times. And then you do tekia, trua, tekia three times. Comes out, you have a total of 30 shofar blasts. And they say the siman for it is, it says, Yom Teruah Yihi Yelachem, should be of shofar blowing. Yihi as a gematria has a numerical value of 30. And this way we accommodate all the opinions. So you do Tekiya, Shvarim Teruah Tekiya, and then Tekiya, Shvarim Tekiya, and then Tekiya, Teruah Tekiya. And this way it'll accommodate all the opinions. So that's how you have the 30. Now how we got to 100 is because we just add more and more shofar blasts. But according to Rav, you'd have the 30 to accommodate all the doubts of what the shvarim or the trua really is. Okay. Shir tekiya kisholosh truas. Now how long do you blow the tekiya for? So the amount that you blow the tekiya for is the amount of three truos, which means that shir kol tekiyos, shesh tekiyos, meaning if you gather all the tekiyos on the Torah level, right, it's only going to be six tekiyos. Right? It's tekiya, shvarim tekiya, tekiya, truah tekiya, and then tekiya, on a Torah level, you have shir kol tekiyos, is six tekiyos total. Okay. Kisholosh truos, nimtza, meaning there's six tekiyos on a Torah level, there was a total of nine. Okay? Six of those being tekiyos. Those six tekiyos, the amount, the duration of the blow, should be the amount of three teruos. So it comes out, you break it down, each tekiya is the amount of half a teruah. Very short. It means each tekiya, the shofar blast, should be as long as it would take to do half of a teruah. That's what we come out according to the Rambam and according to the Bar Tanura. Alright, that's the amount, the duration of the tekiya. Shir teruah is kishalosh yabavos. How long is the shir to blow the teruah? It's like three yabavos. What does that mean? Like this. That kol yabava, each like, yabava is like a cry. Each cry consists of like three cryings. So therefore, the shear of a true is like three cryings, meaning it's tisha kolos, nine short cries. That's why we go do like that. It's basically nine short blasts. According to the Bar Tanura, that would be the amount for the duration of doing a teruah shofar blast. Okay, next. Tukah barishona. What happens if a person blows a tekiya rishona? He blows a tekiya. So we know you do tekiya, shvarim tekiya, right? Tekiya, truah tekiya. We always start with the tekiya, then do the shvarim or the truah in the middle, and then tekiya to end. So this guy was a smart aleck. He did tekiya barishona. First he did tekiya. And then umashach b'shnia kishtayim. And then the second tekiya that he did, he stretched it out as if it was the amount, the duration of two tekiyos, so that it could connect into the next tekiya that he would have to do. So ein biyad al ha'achas, we don't count it as two. No, right? If he has to do tekiya, shvarim tekiya, then tekiya, truah tekiya. So he does his tekiya, he does the shvarim, then he does a tekiya, the amount of two tekiyos to try to like, you know, get rid of the next tekiya we have to do. So it doesn't work like that. All he has is one tekiya, and it's a longer one, but it's still one, and he has to still continue the normal process of doing the next tekiya like you normally would do. You can't stretch out a tekiya so that it should play the role as two. They always have to be individual. And if you stretch it out, it's still going to have the din of one. Okay, Misha Be'ach, a person makes a bracha, meaning when a person is davening, Shemona Esrei, he davened the nine brachos that are found in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't have a shofar in his hand to blow by Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Aviyachakach Nismana, and then afterwards, Nismana lo, he got a shofar. Tokeya Umareya Vitokeya Shalosh Pamim. What he should do is he should blow the tekiya, the true and the tekiya, for Malchios. Tekiya, true and tekiya for Zichronos. Tekiya, true and tekiya for Shofros. And that's the Torah level. That's a total of nine. Or according to Bavo, right, we had mentioned earlier, it would be a total of 30, because each time he does 10 times for the Malchios, and then for the Zichronos, and then for the Shofros. So you'd have a total of 30. So you could do it, even though he davened the Shemona Esrei already, you could do it afterwards. So yes, you could do it after he already davened Musaf, it's okay. And according to the Ikar HaDin, you know, the letter of the law, it would be three blasts by Malchios, three by Zichronos, three by Shofros, total of nine. Or it would be 10 by Malchios, 10 by Zichronos, 10 by Shofros, according to Bavo, a total of 30. And this way, you're doing the extra ones to fulfill the doubt of what exactly is the teruah, is it a shvarim, is it a teruah, is it a mixture of both, right? So just to recap, on the letter of the law, the order would be tekiya, teruah, tekiya, and then you just do that three times. And according to Bavo, it would be tekiya, shvarim, tekiya, tekiya, teruah, tekiya, And then tekiah, shvarim truah tekiah. That's a total of 10. And then you do that 3 times, once for malchus, once for zechonos, once for shofros, a total of 30. So we already learned this, but now it's a saying that if it was coming after davening, the same rule applies. It's not too late to blow the shofar. Okay, next, kashim shishliach tzibur chayiv. It's like the shliach tzibur, the chazan, the one davening for the amud, is chayiv, is obligated in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, and the tefillah of any shemone esrei throughout the year. Kach kol yachad v'yachad chayiv. So to every individual is chayiv to daven his shemone esrei. Meaning that if he knows how to daven, then daven. And he can't have in mind to fulfill his obligation through the chazan, through the shliach tzibur. Shein shliach tzibur motzi ela mishein abakel hispal ba'atzmo. Meaning, what the Mishnah is saying over here is that the shliach tzibur, who repeats Shemona Esrei, is repeating the Shemona Esrei for those that don't know how to daven for themselves, so he has those people in mind. But if you know how to daven yourself, you can't have a mind to fulfill your mitzvah through the shliach tzibur. You have to daven on your own. That's what the Mishnah is telling us over here. And the Yerushalayim explains that it's a svara, right? It's logic. A person is begging for mercy from God. So typically he should beg for himself. He shouldn't have somebody else beg for him. But if he doesn't know how to daven, then you can rely on the shliach tzibur to be motzi him. Otherwise, you can't just say, hey, I'll let the chazan do my thing, right? If you know how to daven, then you daven. If you don't, then the chazan could be motzi you. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Gamliel says, shliach tzibur motzi tzara abim yidei chobasan. He argues, he says that no. Whether you know how to daven, whether you don't know how to daven, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, and whether it's a tefillah throughout the year, the shliach tzibur could be motzi a person, you know, to fulfill his obligation on his behalf without him actually davening the tefillah. Okay? So then if that's the case, why does the people in the shul whisper the shmonas, right? Right? So he says, Kadesh Yasir lo shliach tzibur as tefillah, so that the shliach tzibur, like, takes his whisper and kind of, like, puts it in order before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. That concludes the Mishnah. The halacha follows that b'tefillah Shemona Esrei throughout the entire year, we go like the Chachamim, that a chazan cannot be motzi you unless you don't know how to daven. Okay? But for Rosh Hashanah, that there's very, very long brachos, and a lot of people are not experts in, you know, the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, because it's long brachos, the halacha follows what Rabbi Gamliel, that a shliach tzibur could be motzi, whether the person knows how to daven or doesn't know how to daven, you could have him in mind, because there's a tefillah so very, very long. And that concludes Mishnah Tess and the entire Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Mazel tov, everybody. Have a good Shabbos, and Sunday we'll pick it up with the introduction to Masechta Tainus.